Cause now I'm back, back, back on top of the world. I'm back, back, back on top of the world. Yeah, I'm back, back, back on top of the world. The world, world, world. Ain't gonna stop me now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Total Divas After Show. I'm Brad Gilmore.
And I'm Farah Z.
And you're Farah Z.
I know. I'm really Farah Zahmoot, but I don't like my whole last name thing.
Well, you know. It's a mouthful.
Z's easier.
Farah it's a Zag mouthful.
Sure is. Sure is.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Thank you. Huge numbers from the first episode of the show, so I appreciate each and every one of you who listened, right? I mean,
yeah,
we're surprised.
I'm very happy about that. Thank you.
Thank you to also continue to tweet at us at Brad Gilmore, at Miss MS Farah Z.
That's one R, F-A-R-A-H.
Shout out to Prateek Gupta, all the way from India.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to you, Mr. Gupta. He's a Yodam listener, too, so thank you. Thank you for checking the show out. Here we are, episode 2, Total Divas, season 5 is what I found out it is. This is 5th season. How are you feeling about it? Episode 2, a lot of stuff happened. We saw progression in Nikki and John's relationship. We saw the fall of a friendship. We saw the struggles of a marriage. And many other things. What were you feeling about this? And we saw Eva Marie doing something. What was she doing? She was there.
She was in New York?
She was just in New York.
I don't remember what she was doing.
She was just there.
She looks good.
Does she look good? Do you like her? You think she's the most attractive out of the bunch?
She doesn't look like a real person. She really does look like a superhero or like a...
Is it because of the hair, though?
I think so, maybe. But I've seen pictures of her with darker hair, too. She looks just like... unrealistic.
So this is like, you're saying if like someone were to draw
a woman, superhero,
this would be the...
She's beautiful. They're all beautiful in their own way. I think they all are different for a reason because all people are attracted to different things. And she's definitely smoking hot red. I don't know. red everything.
You knew what I thought was looking good, though? I thought of Brie Bella. This was a good episode for Brie. She's very pretty. She's a very pretty woman.
Brie is very beautiful. Her and her sister are gorgeous. They both have really good hair.
They have the hair.
Shiny and like...
Long, shiny hair. It's great. So, it's very special. So, the episode... let's talk about the progression of Nikki and John. This was pretty big, I thought. This was pretty itch. If you will. They're going out for their third anniversary?
Yes, third year.
And they share some playful banter.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about Nikki Bella's flatulence. And
flatulence.
Yeah, her passing of gas.
By the way, when that happens and you see your man's reaction for the first time, that'll let you know he's the one, or if he's not.
Oh, so it tells you everything.
Yeah, by his reaction. We're all human.
What was my reaction?
I've never done it in Melee.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
No, I'm kidding. You know what it was.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
We don't talk about it.
We don't talk about it. The game
we
is to
talk
be
about it, but
sold.
We don't talk about it on Total Divas.
Yeah.
After show. Podcast.
Like Snoop Dogg said, the game is to be sold, not to be told, right?
That's the game.
That's the game. I'm going to take it
Yeah,
to, take
I thought
to
that
break.
Was funny.
And then, though, she said she was talking to her therapist.
He liked it. He said it was nice of her or something.
Or something.
Like,
he's
because
playful.
It showed him that she could be herself or whatever.
He's kind of a goofy dude, though.
Yeah.
So that's kind of his character.
And in a good way. Like, he's really sweet.
Yeah. She said that she was talking to her therapist,
mm-hmm.
right?
And she had brought up having kids and getting married. Like, have you talked to John about it? She's like, no, actually, I haven't recently. Like, I'm not even really thinking about it anymore. And so she kind of just brought it up to him, I think, in a way to be like, you know, I'm not even really talking to people about it anymore. But
it's not a big sticking point.
Since she brought it up, what do you think?
It was weird. Like, she brought it. Well, I think that was all like, oh, you know, this is going to be a good way to bring it up. on our anniversary.
I don't think she really thinks about it like that. I really think she probably was like, hey, I'm not thinking about it that much.
Well, I mean,
I'm bringing up the fact that I'm not thinking about it.
Well, then why wouldn't she, why would she even, like, bring it up then?
Oh, yeah.
Why even bring it up if you're not thinking about it?
It's like, I tell you everything. It's like a, it's like, hey, this happened in my therapy session. I was asked about it before even bringing it up.
But, like, if she knows it's a touchy subject historically in their relationship,
yeah,
then why even, and you're saying you're not thinking about it anymore, yeah, why even bring it up?
Yeah.
It's like gloating at the fact that I'm okay with you not marrying me.
Well, she's
so
like,
I just
it's a step. I'm not bringing it up to my therapist. She's bringing it up to me and asking me about it. I don't know.
I mean, I see where you're coming
from,
but I think
still
that
to bring it up and to just bring it up
in general.
Yeah.
But he had a surprising retort to that statement.
Like, I'll marry you, but I just want to make sure in your heart you know and understand that we will not have kids, and that you're okay with it.
I mean, that's pretty blunt. Why, though? I still don't get the not having kids thing. Because we'll see later on, you know, John Cena grants his 500th wish or whatever for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
Kids look up to this man. They love him.
Mm-hmm.
They love John Cena. It's the reason John Cena's never been a bad guy on television. Because they don't want to hurt the kids' feelings. That's a true thing. They never will turn John Cena bad because he's for the kids.
Yeah.
And so, like, for him to be had such an attachment and be synonymous with children in a lot of ways when it comes to wrestling business, it's weird for him to not desire to have his own one day.
Well, maybe he gets his fix from all those kids, and he's just busy. He's a busy guy.
But not even when he retires? The guy's almost 40, so, I mean, he's got maybe 5, 6, 7 years left.
I mean, it's his thing. He doesn't want him.
Okay. But, I mean, how would you feel? Do you feel like that was a little ultimatum-y, though? It's like, okay, hey. And Brie kind of called it out when she was talking to Brie and their mother. She kind of called it out, was like, I don't like that he's like, I'll marry you, but no kids.
I like what their mom said. She made a point, well, like, hey, you know, at least he's letting you know that this is what it is. I don't want to bring you into a marriage and then, you know, you have some kind of hope that we're going to have children because he doesn't want them at all. And I think that's fair for him to communicate that with her instead of just being like, oh, you know, kind of like underplay it and it being a huge thing from Nikki. She's always wanted to be a mom. So, but Nikki knows. We know that John Cena doesn't want kids. And it's just something that she has to think about and she has to know for sure that she's going to be okay without doing that.
Is that to you, okay, if you said my two goals in life are the two things I want to do. I want to get married to the man of my dreams and I want to have children with him. And then you find the man of your dreams and the man of your dreams goes, well, I'll marry you, but no kids.
Yeah.
Would you be able to go through with that? I mean, I think that's a pretty hard thing to ask somebody to do.
Very hard.
Because I know, I mean, I don't want to generalize or stereotype, but I think women naturally kind of...
I had a twin sister, and she had a baby. It'd be like my baby, so...
Well,
not even a twin sister. Like, if my sister had a baby, I would feel like it's my own.
But it's your... So maybe, but you're the aunt.
Yeah, but it's still, like, I could be that close to the baby just as much as it was mine. I mean, I've never had a child, and I don't know what it feels like to be a mother, and I'm sure it's a whole different level than being an aunt.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're really close, so I feel like Nikki could get close with Bree's children.
Well, yeah, but that's still kind of like living vicariously through someone else.
Yeah,
and I don't want to generalize or stereotype, but I feel like women kind of naturally, it's almost, you know, genetics that you want a child. You know, when you think about being a mom, even when you are a young child, you're like, oh, man, that'd be great one day. You look up to your mother. I know you do, and she's like, oh, man, that'd be great to have that sort of relationship with somebody, like a younger,
I do want
fruit
kids,
of my loins,
but if it didn't happen, I don't know, actually.
See, it's weird. Yeah, now when you start to think about it.
Well, I mean, if it didn't happen, it's not going to happen, but it is sad for, like, it can naturally not happen, but for someone to say, hey, I really just, I don't want it at all.
Yeah. Not like, let's not plan for one.
Yeah.
It's no, never. If you get married, I want you to know I'm not changing my mind. I mean, that's pretty intense.
I don't know. I feel like he might change his mind.
What makes you think that? Like, he changed his mind on marriage.
Yeah, I think he slowly, like, and maybe when things do die down with wrestling, he might want to.
Well, we know, though, that also that he, John Cena is out with injury right now, and he's got to be thinking a little bit to himself that he can't do it forever. And Nikki Bella, actually today, as we're recording this on Wednesday, after Total Divas aired, Nikki Bella just went through successful neck surgery, and we know that she might be out for a long time too. So what if they both have to end up soon retiring? Maybe John Cena would change his mind, right?
Yeah.
It could happen. Now, talk about having surgery on your neck. TJ, Tyson Kidd, and Natty, who are a couple, married.
Love you, Natty.
Are you a Natty's girl?
She's so cute. She's just, like, so down to earth, and I feel like you can relate to her.
But what did you think about the whole... She was kind of caught up, like, her husband's out. She doesn't want to leave his bedside, but she wants to continue her career.
I feel for her, you know. That was sad when they had the whole Divas Division thing going. And she
Divas Revolution.
Yeah, she couldn't be a part of it. I mean, that's sad, because they may call it their history and whatever, but... I don't know.
You can stop for a second.
You can pause it.
So, I mean, how do you feel, though? You know, she kind of wanted to be focused on her career, but, you know, she wants to be there for her husband.
I understand where she's coming from, and being with her husband is very sweet and honest of her to do. And I thought it was nice of TJ to be like, no, you know, go hang out. Go work. I have both of our mothers here to take care of me. And I thought that was really nice of him, because it is very hard for... Like, what he's going through is very, very difficult. Because he doesn't know if he'll be able to wrestle again. And, you know, that's, like, the worst thing to hear when you're a wrestler.
Well, yeah, I mean, we talked about it last week with Daniel Bryan.
But what I think of what Natty did was really good. And but she did look at it in a negative way for that. The fact that WWE gave her, like, time off. But they only gave her that time off was because to take care of TJ. So, I don't know.
I mean, why is that a bad thing? I understand.
Because she took it. I'm saying.
Yeah, she took it.
She took it.
Oh, you're saying, yeah.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a very nice thing of them.
She was looking at it like I put myself almost somewhat out of commission during, like, the hottest time for being a diva.
But then she realized, she's like, you know what? We all have our time to shine, and mine wasn't right now, and it's going to be okay. I'll have my time again.
But you know what's funny was, though, Natty's been around...
13 years.
Yeah. So for a long time.
Yeah.
Wait, she's been in WWE 13 years?
And Summer Rae even was, like, complimenting her backstage while they were watching the match. She was just like, Natty, you are so iconic. You are women's wrestling. Like, she was just saying all of that to her. And she's like, when you come out with the heart music, it's just, it's iconic. And Natty, it was funny, towards the end of their conversation, she was like, come here, Summer, I'm going to kiss you. Summer was like, no, and Natty got her and, like, pinned her to the wall and kissed her. She's so crazy. And she they're known to not like each other. So it was nice of Summer.
They kind of...
Yeah.
She was... I mean, sometimes you got to be real.
Yeah.
You can't be fake all the time.
That was nice.
And that was a real moment. What did you think about, though... There's a woman, we've talked about her on last time on the show. I'm not a fan. I'm not a big fan of Paige. Mm-hmm. And now her and Alicia Fox, whom I'm still kind of lukewarm on her anyway. I don't really see why either one of them are on the show. They're not compelling to me.
I thought you said Paige was a good wrestler.
She is a good, but she's considered to be a good wrestler.
Well, then that's probably why she's on the show.
Well, there are a lot of great wrestlers. Sasha Banks, Charlotte, Becky Lynch.
Maybe they don't want to be... Do you think they don't want to be a part of
it? I think there are some divas who probably don't want to be a part of Total Divas. Because there's maybe a stigma to the reality show.
Yeah.
A diva from a few years ago, AJ Lee, gave what they call a pipe bomb and all that. On the Total Divas, if you will. But, I mean, I think, yeah, some of them don't. But
she did? What did she say?
Oh, I mean, she kind of always would call out the Bellas about how they slept their way to the top. And she's not a fake reality show hoe, essentially.
Okay.
It was a little more eloquent than that, but that was the gist.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, well...
So did they not like each other in real life?
I think there was some real hate. And, you know, her husband's CM Punk, so... Enough said on that one. Anyway, the I think you were saying something about
Paige.
Yeah, so I mean, she's a good wrestler, but I just don't find her character appealing. Like she's not a swap good... out Paige, and give us Lana, or give us someone
is,
like that.
Is Lana a wrestler, or is she just?
She's trained to wrestle, but you know, it's like you know, like I mean, man, like Mandy Sachs, who I guess we're going to be seeing soon. She's not really a, I mean, a wrestler. She's not. I don't think she's under a performer contract, as far as I know.
So
far
what
as
is
I
she
know.
There for?
I think they signed her explicitly to be on Total Divas.
Really?
Well, because she lost Tough Enough. She was the runner-up. And then they signed her.
So is she not going to wrestle?
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of an Eva Marie situation.
Is that why Paige was like, are you going to wrestle? They showed a clip of her saying, asking her that.
Yeah, perhaps. Because
or,
it,
like, I don't know.
It might be a, like, an Eva Marie situation. They signed Eva Marie, and 2 weeks later, she's on Total Divas.
Yeah.
You know? And this is kind of the same thing with Mandy Sachs. Which probably they can relate to each other in some ways.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Lana would be a great choice for her and Rusev, you know, on Total Divas. That would actually make my life so much better. But what do you think
Why?
About what? Because it would be funny.
Yeah.
What do you think about Paige and Alicia Fox?
I don't like to say like anything to put people down or anything mean, like. But I kind of agree with you with Alicia. I see what people see in Paige, I guess, a little bit. But Alicia, she's kind of just... I mean, I don't know. She doesn't stick out to me.
Yeah.
But she's not that bad. But I guess you need people that are really good. You don't want to just put a bunch of people that aren't like, oh, whatever.
Well, I feel like, you know, Total Divas, they have their cast keeps going back and forth. You know,
yeah, they
Naomi's
keep rotating.
On, Naomi's off.
I do love Naomi. She was good. She was always really sweet.
Cameron, Arion. Arion's on, Arion's off.
I did like the first season, the group.
JoJo. You remember JoJo?
Oh, I forgot about her.
Sorry, so did a lot
JoJo.
Of people.
Sorry. No, but... I don't know.
Summer Rae is gone.
Alicia, I don't know. Like, I don't feel it when I see, like, Natty in the ring. I'm like, dang, go Natty, you know. Or, like, the twins, they're so good. They give you, like, there's energy there, you know.
Charisma.
Yeah.
And not so much with you.
Alicia. I see Paige. She's like, screaming a lot. Yeah. She has a lot of energy, too. But I don't know. Maybe I need to watch more of Alicia's matches, but.
That might be my favorite thing you've said all day. Maybe I need to see more matches.
I said Alicia's.
I know, but I read it as see more matches, and I'll show you plenty. So, I mean, to give a quick recap on the show. So, what was the thing that stuck out to you the most about this episode, and you're interested to see progress in the given season? Do you think we might see a Nikki Bella proposal?
Yeah, maybe. I do like seeing Brie and Nikki the most. I like
they're the stars of the show.
Yeah, they are for sure. And I like seeing what's going on in their lives and other businesses they're trying to take. And the next episode, it shows that they're trying to brand themselves and they want to do it together. But it's hard because Nikki wants to go a different route and Brie's like doing something else too. I think Nikki's a little more sexy and Brie doesn't like that or something. So I'm interested to see that next episode. And I'm interested to see Mandy Sachs come on. She's really pretty, and I'd like to see how all the girls react because they really didn't like Natalie Eva Marie.
Oh, yeah, Eva Marie.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know why I call her Natalie. That is her first name.
Well, thank you for the fact check there.
But, yeah, so we'll see, and they're supposed to be, like, best friends, Eva Marie and Mandy Sachs, Red and Gold.
Oh, is that their, I thought that was her
they
and
tried,
Summer.
They did try to do it with Summer, but I guess it didn't work.
Yeah.
So I guess she's the new Gold, and Eva's still
gold.
The Red.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no one's taking the Red away from Eva, I don't think.
They all, it's funny, there's, like, Sasha, her hair's, like, what color is
her hair's, like, a pinkish red, you know what I mean? It's got, okay. It's like a weird
it's like
red.
A, what's that word?
Fuchsia?
Fuchsia.
There we go. And then Becky Lynch has, like, orange hair.
And then Paige has the blue.
Blue streaks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Natty has the pink streaks.
Pink streaks, yeah. I guess they try to differentiate the divas. Because there was a long time where it was just, like, everyone had blonde hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
back in the day, like, you had Sable, Tori, Stacy, Trish.
Trish.
She's a brunette now.
Oh, yeah?
She is. Anyway, I'm interested to see all that, too. I'm really excited for the continuation of this season. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for Maddie Stacks, too. Like I said, you can go on Heated Conversations. By the way, we're the number 84 podcast in the world. It's pretty sweet.
That is awesome.
You can go to Heated Conversations. You can find our interview with Mandy Sachs. Mm-hmm. And there's the rest of the whole cast.
What are you interested to see this season,
Brian? I'd like to see Mandy Sachs, see how they react to her, because I know her and Paige had a tumultuous tenor on Tough Enough.
Right.
I want to see. I want to see if John Cena mans up.
You think he'll propose to her on the show?
I think maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe the last episode.
Wow. Talk about a season finale.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I think they might get married.
I'm feeling it. But I don't want to speak. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx it.
I want Brita to get pregnant.
That might happen. You don't know. I mean, we're still waiting to hear about Daniel Bryan. I mean, a week later, still no update on him. So, you don't know. But we're going to stay tuned to all these subjects, all these storylines, Farrah.
All these people.
And you're going to watch some more wrestling matches. And we'll be back next week on the Total Divas After Show. I'm Brett Gilmore.
And I'm Farrah.
Z. Uh-huh. Right? At Miss Farrah Z.
Can I just be Farrah?
You could just be Farrah.
Can I just say Farrah when I feel like it?
Like Cher, Madonna, Farrah. Yeah, you have to whisper it. But like an intense whisper. Like a Farrah.
I'll leave that to you.
All right, Farrah.
All right.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye. What's on your mind?